Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad.
Talking Pigskin with Pauly.
Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.
Every day at this every Monday at this time, he joins us. Paul Calvisi, Arizona Cardinals sideline reporter. Paulie Pigskin, how are you today, my friend?
Guys, we're hanging in there for a Monday. You know, the whole game plan of making the Chargers the dessert to Thanksgiving dinner and Thanksgiving weekend didn't quite work out. It was there for 59 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, if only the game was 48 minutes long. We'd have won.
We almost got it to the serving table, and then we dropped it. Right there, boom. Yeah, hit the floor.
Cardinals are 4-8, and you're on the sidelines. Do you ever boo them?
You have to be objective. I actually laughed at that. I gave you a courtesy laugh on that one.
No booing from the sidelines from Paul Calvisi?
There might be some facial expressions here and there, and you have to be careful with all the Hard Knocks cameras around, and or if you're standing behind Cliff Kingsbury or Vance Joseph, you might get on camera, so you have to be careful of the facial expressions and what emotion it may or may not convey.
See, this is where you need to take a stand for all Cardinals fans and make a spectacle out of yourself, possibly. Get on camera, you know, hold up a sign, Cliff doesn't know how to call plays. I mean, something like that.
You mean like run out onto the field like a streaker with that pink smoke bomb recently?
Maybe.
And then get jacked up by a Zaven Collins forearm? Is that what you're saying? That's what you want me to do?
Well, at least somebody's getting hit. he didn't back away from that. Hey, you know, you're watching this whole thing. Do you ever for a moment think, man, Cliff's like, man, I could have stayed here and ASU, they filled that job. I could have had that job.
I know. And you see some of these rumors on Twitter. We shouldn't even dignify him that Cliff Kingsbury's going to Auburn. He's not going back to college football. If there's one thing I'm pretty sure of, he enjoys the NFL way and not having to recruit 24/7, 365. So I don't see that happening, guys.
Yeah.
Look, there was a lot to like, and then there was a lot to dislike at the very end. And
there's nothing to like when you lose.
Well, look, zoom out, absolutely. And you're 1-5 at home, games at State Farm Stadium. I get it. You're 4-8 overall. But going into that game, I'm thinking, man, we've seen a lot of teams in this situation just pull the plug. So I wanted to see whether they were going to be physical. And they were physical. The effort was there. The intensity was there. James Conner was getting to the second level with runs, with impunity. All that was there. Yep. And then, once again, they were their own worst enemy at the end. As everyone said, including Kyler, it was those last three or four possessions. They went 3-and-out 3 times and 2 plays in the final one. You had it. You had the ability to finish the game, and you didn't. But that's what separates good teams. Just because you're close on the scoreboard doesn't mean you're close to being a playoff team.
Because
you got to win those close games.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, Paul Calvisi, Arizona Cardinals sideline reporter. Yeah, man, I mean, I watched the game. I sold my tickets, by the way. I was so happy.
Oh, no.
Let me even go further. I sold my tickets to Chargers fans. And let me tell you, I am not embarrassed to say that. If you don't put a product on the field when you're in Glendale, why am I paying all this money? And by the way, I only got one offer, so I had to take it, Paul. I only got one offer. I swear, I only got one offer. Well, there wasn't a single Cardinals fan that wanted to buy my tickets, so I sold them to Chargers fans because I didn't want to go to the game. Now, making my point on why I'm saying this, I saw a stat. The Cardinals have won 28% of their home games at State Farm since Bruce Arians left the organization. 28%. Are you aware of that, and is it true? Because I saw it on Twitter, and that doesn't mean it's true.
Here's what I know, is that since the Cardinals started 10-2 last year, they've lost 13 of 18.
Oh, so say that again.
It's extremely real. Since they started 10-2 last year, they have lost 13 of 18.
Oh, my gosh.
It's extremely real. There's no doubt about it. They have 5 games to figure this out, or there will be change. That's just the way
it is. You think there would be change?
On the roster, at the very least. Now, you just gave contract extensions to the head coach and the GM, so I'm not expecting that there.
But it's the NFL. Everybody's got a ton of money. You and I both know that rolling out and saying, here's a bunch of checks, go away, ain't a big deal.
Well, and look, let's be honest, okay? We're in the trust tree here. It's a lot cheaper to buy out a GM, for example, than it would be a certain franchise player, right? So, there could be change. Did the Cardinals pull the plug on Steve Wilks after 1 year?
Yep.
Absolutely, they did. It's the old Jeff Bezos and Amazon. If you're going to fail, fail fast.
Yeah.
And Michael Bidwell has been willing to do that when mistakes have been made or it's not trending in the right direction. I don't think they're there yet. And I think yesterday, evidence of how they fought to the very end, it was a close game. So I don't expect that. But look, there is precedent. Yep. Obviously, for that happening. Right. And I will say this, Larry, selling your tickets, I hope you're spending that money on nice holiday gifts for your crew there. You know, Chad and Pablo and Steve.
No,
you know,
they can't do that because you only got a dollar for them.
Paul Calvisi, everybody, we got to run. Paul, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you in a week.
I just keep stepping into them, don't I? Every time. It can always get worse.
You've been listening to Pigskin with Pauly on the Gatos and Chad Show. Brought to you by Day and Night Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Serving the Valley for 40 years. The difference is day and night.